Very much. We can talk now to Dr. Cliona Nichelli, who's a consultant in infectious diseases at St. James's Hospital in Dublin. Dr. Nichelli, thanks for being with us. If you were advising the government this week on the reopening of businesses, would you allow restaurants to reopen?
I'm never going to be served in a restaurant again, but no, I wouldn't. I mean, I think, unfortunately, increasing evidence is showing that indoor spaces with people not wearing masks are really very prone to transmission of the viruses. And, you know, I hear how much restaurants have tried to do in terms of their hygiene, but unfortunately you can't eat and drink and wear a mask at the same time. And if you are not wearing a mask indoors with other people, there's a significant risk of transmission. There was a study from the US showing that of people who got COVID, they were twice as likely to have eaten in a restaurant in the previous 2 weeks than those who didn't. So I think there is evidence that restaurants and pubs are a significant site of spread, despite all the best efforts of restaurant and pub owners.
Yeah, and so if lack of ventilation is one of the main problems here, that's a bigger issue to rectify than simply putting up Perspex screens and observing proper hygiene. Does that mean, in your mind at least, I mean, from a health perspective, that restaurants can't be opening until there's a vaccine?
Or until levels of COVID in the community are far lower than they are at the moment. You know, if we could get to the state that, you know, most of Australia or New Zealand or Taiwan are in, where there's very little COVID circulating in the community, then absolutely I think you can reopen restaurants. But at the levels that we're at the moment, I can't see it being safe in December.
Yeah, and you know the economic arguments. They earn most of their money in the Christmas period.
Absolutely, and it's heartbreaking. And, you know, people invest so much time and planning and thought in their restaurants, in their pubs, and in keeping everybody safe. But unfortunately, you know, the laws of physics, the laws of infection are against that. And I think we really need to think about how we can support pubs and restaurants to remain economically viable, to get through this period so that they can reopen, hopefully, you know, next spring, next summer, as the vaccine becomes widely available and this is no longer an issue.
Yeah, and there's good news on that front this morning. We'll be talking more about that later. But level three, if that's what we're aiming to go back to from next week, I mean, it's pretty stringent as it is. It means no visitors to people's houses or gardens. In the Christmas period, Dr. Nichelli, would you allow that to be eased? Britain this morning is talking about allowing two households to visit over 5 days in the Christmas period.
So I think we need to think about that. And I think that if you can say that, OK, it's, you know, the same two or three households that you essentially make a bubble, and those are the only households that you meet, and those households don't mix with other households, then I think that's a very sensible kind of use of our ration of contacts or whatever you want to, whatever way you want to think about it. I think, I mean, and another thing is travelling outside the county. So if, you know, if your county has a similar level and you're not going to be stopping off, you know, in pubs or restaurants on the way down to visit your parents or your family, then I think that that's also something that could safely be considered.
And travelling home from abroad, do you have a problem with that?
I do, yeah, because I think, you know, we've done remarkably well in terms of getting our numbers back down. We're the third lowest in Europe. We have, you know, there's much higher rates of COVID in the US, in the UK, in a lot of countries from which people will be travelling. Plus, there's the, you know, the mode of travelling. So if you're in an aeroplane, it's an enclosed space. We do have documented transmission on aeroplanes. So there's a risk of, even if you haven't got it before you step on the aeroplane, of picking it up on the aeroplane. And the problem with testing people when they come in is that you can be, you know, incubating the infection. So you can have a test and be negative, but still 2 days later when you meet with your elderly parents, you're positive. So that's very problematic, and it's very, very difficult for people.
We were talking about ventilation there a few moments ago, and you're worried that because of poor ventilation in this country and in so many of our buildings, you're worried about the increasing hospital infection rate from COVID-19. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, we have seen in many hospitals in Ireland over the last few weeks, as levels in the community have gone up, we've seen transmission in hospitals. So, you know, again, a lot of our hospital buildings could probably do with a bit of updating. You know, it's a shared ward, so you have six, eight, whatever number of people you have in a shared room, and it's very difficult for patients to wear masks 24 hours a day. So really that's a space in which, you know, there's a lot of air being shared, and ideally, I suppose more modern hospitals have single rooms for people, and now you could, you know, really appreciate the benefit of that. The more single rooms we would have, the less we would be at risk of hospital outbreaks.
So are you seeing an increase in your own hospital?
Yeah, James's is one of the hospitals in Ireland that has had hospital outbreaks in the past few weeks.
Yeah, okay.